Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaff with Farm Bureau. The late November estimate of acreage burned from the Eastern Kentucky ground fires was just over 46,000 acres, and that's sure to rise before all are totally extinguished. Today, we check on just the tree loss aspect of these fires with UK Forestry Department's Jeff Stringer.
Every acre of harvested timber results in $24,000 to the economy. So when we talk about things that can impact the forest, like wildfires, for example, we don't necessarily want to restrict our thinking to the impact of that landowner in dollars, but rather what that loss is to the entire economy.
We'll explore that more fully, but Stringer speaks to one difference in the western U.S. fires and ours that we see on television coverage. Conifer trees is the major difference.
Conifers have materials in them that you make turpentine out of, for example. So they explode and those fires will have these very dramatic crown fires.
In the east, we have ground fires, slower and much less dramatic, but with real impacts on life, homes, buildings, and of course, timber.
They're less dramatic, but they can damage the individual tree. They will cause a portion below the bark to be killed off due to the high temperature. Over time, that allows rot to get into the tree and degrades the tree.
One lost acre means $20,000 lost from timber sale, with the indirect economic impact of a $40,000 per acre loss. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We continue our visit today with UK Forestry's Jeff Stringer, who says often many trees may still be standing after Kentucky ground fires, which can be deceiving.
You take a tree that might be valuable as a veneer tree, which is a very high quality tree, worth a lot of money, or one that can be used for making barrels out of, again, high quality or high quality lumber. So that tree is not killed, it's left standing, but you degrade it to the point where it no longer can make these higher value products.
Resulting in trees being used for items like wood pallets with much less economic impact. And truly disturbing, they estimate that nearly 65% of ground fires are arson.
If you see somebody intentionally starting a fire, there is a wildfire arson number that you can call, and you can describe the situation anonymously, and somebody then appropriate can respond to it.
That number is 1-800-27-ARSON. That's 27-ARSON. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.